Hey, it's Justin, and I'm glad to be back and sharing with everybody. Happy New Year. I know that our recordings have slowed down a little bit. We're definitely feeling that we're transitioning into a very new and exciting season, transition into a new point in our lives with Just When Ministries and the calling that we believe that God has on our lives. And it's just very, very exciting. And I would certainly appreciate all of your prayers and blessings and encouragement as the Holy Spirit may lead you to communicate back with us. But we're still in our stepping out and taking some final steps that I'd love to be sharing in the very near future on how they're going what it's looking like is going to be next for us. What I really wanted to share today is it's been on my heart, a Holy Spirit revelation. Just in the last week and a half or so, and it keeps surfacing, and that's when I know the obedience to put it out there and share it. If I want to honor and glorify God, you can't hold these things in. They really, it's almost like they bubble to the surface, and it's amazing, and it feels great, and it's just totally inappropriate to just hold it and save it for yourself. So after a lot of prayer on this. And it's something that I've shared with a few people in my life, that it's certainly been the right timing to share as well. So that's why I want to put it out here. And what I'm going to call this is the T's and C's, minding our T's and C's. I don't know why it comes across that way. I think that there's a cultural statement about your P's and Q's. Well, it's almost like that's coming. It's coming from that standpoint. We need to mind our T's and C's. And really, what this revelation is showing me is the T's, as it pertains to God, would be our tests, but as it pertains to Satan, would be temptations. And then, as far as the C's go, with God, the C would be convictions versus with Satan, it would be condemnation. And I really feel that the Holy Spirit's just showing us to pay attention that a lot of times we have our tests and our convictions, and those are of God, but we can get very, very confused. Remember, the devil is there to deceive and really confuse us, the author of confusion, confuse us with a test being aligned with some temptation. The lines are very clear. Go back to the Word of God. They are radically different, tests versus temptation. And that still is true as well when it comes to convictions versus condemnation. God does not condemn us. We may have conviction, but there is not condemnation. Condemnation is of the devil. So I just pray to communicate with so many of us believers right now. We're walking through new seasons and things that are going on in our world with so much division, and there are challenges. The Bible tells us that we will have trouble. There will be trying times. But I think that as believers, we really need to know, as I put in my journal, Holy Spirit saying, don't get it twisted. The T's and C's of God versus the T's and C's of Satan. So remember, your tests and convictions are radically different, and they're good because they're from God. They're for your growth. They're for your development. They're for that intimate relationship with God. But the devil's going to try to come in and deceive you with those tests and give some and throw them as temptations. Temptation is not of God, it's of the devil. And the devil's going to try to throw some of that condemnation. Conviction is completely different than condemnation. So I pray that this message has spoken a little bit of a word to you. Let the Holy Spirit lead your spirit in your everyday actions and activities. Again, I pray that you're all blessed. If you'd love to communicate with us, we'd love to hear from you. JustWhenMinistries@gmail.com. Again, I pray that you're all blessed, and we'll talk to you soon.